Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie. And this is podcast number 62 of Two Downies Dudes for June 15th, 2015. In this episode, we talk about graduations, political correctness, and Dale talks about his qualifications for presidency.
Come on, dude.
Sucks dick.
Take two?
Yeah, take two.
Whole conversation all over again?
Yeah. Which
are we just
going to
repeat the same conversation that we already had once?
Yes. We've never had to do this before.
Yeah, how does this work? We've never had to do this before.
Okay. Thanks, Bill Gates.
Yeah, fucking Bill Gates.
So, well, actually, I'm really a shitty tech guy because I hadn't set my laptop to only install updates when I tell it to, so... He just decided a half an hour into recording the podcast that, like, oh, no, I'm going to shut down and restart now. Go fuck yourself.
So we just lost half our podcast.
Half an hour of just pure gold. It's probably way funnier than this is going to be.
Probably, because now I'm depressed and I'm fucking bummed out and pissed off. And
we're just going to repeat the same conversation monotone because we've already heard it and said it before. Blah, 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 graduation suck. Blah, 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 political correctness.
Yeah, I don't know if we could do this, dude. I don't know if I can we can't how do you bring back the kind of magic that we create on the spot like that?
I don't know if you can.
You can't just fucking force that kind of shit. It's too natural.
Be like rehearsed. Yeah. It's like the opposite of acting. With acting, you want to like do it over and over until you get it down perfect.
Right.
With this podcasting, like, I think the more you do it, the more unnatural it seems.
Exactly.
I don't fucking know, man. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Just sit here and bitch about it for half an hour to fill up time.
Half hour of being pissed off that Microsoft had to fucking update your computer and lose our podcast.
Yeah.
And we have to try and do this all over again.
Yeah.
This is a first. This is, I mean, what are we on, 63 episodes?
63, yeah.
And we have never lost a podcast. We've never had it. You know, your computer fuck up or had an issue or nothing.
We've had some close calls. We've had problems with
the Google Drive.
Google Drive syncing.
Yeah.
Where we thought we lost it, but luckily both of us like keep
backups.
Multiple copies and we're diligent about that.
Right. So
this is the real deal.
It is. We're fucked.
It's catastrophic.
I know. And here it is late and we were already half done and now we have to start all over.
Now we're cranky.
Jesus Christ, man. What the flying fuckballs.
I have no shirt on.
No. So graduations.
Not relevant, but yeah, graduations.
We went to some and I went to one. You went to one. Everybody graduated.
Yeah, we went to one together.
Yes.
And it was 7,000 fucking degrees.
It was.
And I discovered that I'm 32, but my bladder is 70.
You did?
So,
because you peed a lot?
I did. Peed once before we went.
Yeah, I remember you already told me this.
yeah, you told me this story. So, the people listening, not fucking Eric. Eric just stopped listening, like, take a nap or
take
whatever.
Take a nap, yeah.
Peed once before we went, and then we got there probably 15 minutes before it started, and then 5 minutes before it started... I turned to Dalton and was like, all right, I better pee one more time before this gets kicked off.
And Dalton was like, me too.
Right. So we went and had a sword fight.
Right.
Came back. Hour into the graduation, like, shit, I got to go again. So went again during the slideshow. And then had to cut out early because I had to pee yet again.
Jesus.
But to my defense, I was in a fucking sweat lodge, so I was trying to hydrate myself by pounding water to me.
Right.
And I drank a latte on the way there.
A latte, of course.
A latte, yes. Because I don't drink coffee like normal people.
Right.
I'm going to drink a latte.
So I'm thinking maybe swollen prostate or...
Yes.
Like the size of a tennis ball, maybe?
Yeah. And to spare myself from making a doctor's appointment, maybe we'll get lucky. There's probably nobody... There's probably no doctor out there that's enough of a degenerate to listen to our podcast, but actually... Take that back. There is one doctor that's a degenerate enough to listen to our podcast, which would be my brother.
Brother Eric.
Yeah.
Brother Eric is a doctor.
He is. I don't know if he knows much about prostates.
Well, he's an oral doctor, but he's one hole in another, you know what I mean? They're all holes in the body.
Yeah, mouth, junk, like,
what's the difference?
That big of a difference, right?
I mean, you got that thingy in the back of your throat that hangs down there.
That's for, like, balls.
Like a little punching bag thing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that maybe that's like
your tongue upper is kind prostate. Of phallic. Like,
exactly.
I think they're pretty much the same thing.
I mean, yesterday might probably check to see if that little ball hangy thing is swollen sometimes. So what's the difference between that and a swollen prostate? I don't see a reason why your brother couldn't stick a few fingers up your ass and check your prostate.
Okay. Well,
I'm just saying. I don't know if I see any problem with that.
Maybe we'll just stick to.
I can imagine
teeth.
Your parents walking in and be like, "No, it's cool. He's a dentist."
Don't touch me there. You're not my guidance counselor.
Oh shit.
So any other doctors that may specialize a bit more in the prostate region, you know, just give me a little shout if you're listening and if that sounds alarming to you. Otherwise, I'll just do what you do with your lung cancer and just kind of like let it ride.
Exactly. Just ignore it and hope it goes away.
Yeah. Well, eventually it will become visually obvious, and that's when when you've got something sticking out of your chest, like your rib cage is bulging out because the tumors are so big. Right. You'll be like, all right, maybe I'll go have this checked out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'll just, could just be a cold.
So when my balls hit my knees, like when I'm that swollen, be like, all right, I'll make an appointment.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know if your prostate's in your nutsack, but.
No, it's up in.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, we know how you get to it. Nobody likes that.
It's a no-go.
Yeah, nobody likes that idea. But anyways, yeah, maybe someday you'll get your prostate checked
out. That's a weird tangent just went on. Yeah. See, we didn't go that path before.
No, we did not.
As much.
This is new gold.
Yeah. So, yeah, I determined my prostate is 70 years old. It's like aging a tree by counting the rings. You just count how many times I pee during a graduation, and that's how old my prostate is. And it's like 15 years per urination.
Multiply by like four or something. Yeah. Right. So like peed five times four equals, and that's how old your prostate is.
Right.
Awesome.
So old ass prostate. Graduations
are abundant.
They are. And they are just, as much as I'm going to sound like a dick again.
Again. For the second time.
They're just pretty much all the same. They all, the keynote speakers all say just the most generic things about you're entering a journey. Don't look back. The next years of your life are going to be so important. Blah, blah, blah. It's just always the same advice.
Right.
The same quotes. I don't know. It all just feels so generic. Especially
it's funny.
When it's
I
so
think
fucking
about the.
Hot.
What's that?
Especially when it's so fucking hot.
Oh, that is the worst part.
It's hard to when you're
right?
trying not to have a heat stroke.
Exactly. I feel like we should do graduation. Make them go to school for the full year, but let's do graduation in like fucking January. You know what I mean?
Right.
We'll just do it in January.
Ooh,
you can do it in the gym. It'll feel warm. I know basketball season. I'm usually over there in a sweatshirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because it's cold outside. So it'll be nice and comfortable. We'll do the graduation, big ceremony, and then just let them finish off the year and fucking get done at school in the summer.
Yeah.
But let's stop having graduations in the middle of the goddamn summer. It's too fucking hot for that shit. Or if anything, let's do them outside at least.
Yeah, outdoor graduations, much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 1 hour cap, please.
An hour would be nice. You thought that my son's was 3 hours.
I thought it was 3 hours.
It was actually two.
I think I was
you added an hour for the heat.
Heat exhaustion,
right.
So time was just kind of dragging on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think anybody will ever complain that a graduation was too short. Never once ever in history has anybody said, God, that graduation just seemed to be way too short. They should have had more random people I've never heard of speaking for an hour.
Exactly.
Like, no, let's cap it at an hour. Nobody's going to complain. And the diplomas, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, Sumner is a school that's kind of grown.
Right.
So they're used to that. I mentioned more that
prior to this podcast. So I actually haven't mentioned that yet. But
podcast 1.0.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know,
I feel like that's why they do, because we actually haven't talked about what they do at Sumner when they hand out the diploma. They don't just say the name, give the diploma, and the kid moves on. They call the kid up. They stand on the stage. They say their full name, who their parents are, what they've done in their high school career.
Oh, they did like
where they're going A&E, after high school.
Yeah, like an A&E documentary.
Right.
Like behind the music style.
So when you got 60 to 70 kids, man, it's going to take a while. You're going to be sitting there for a while.
Right. Like when he was 4 years old.
Right.
Like, holy shit, yeah.
So, but like I had said in the podcast 1.0, I think the reason Sumner does that, I think it's a format that they've just always done, because I remember going to a Sumner graduation quite a few years back now, where it was pretty much exactly the same, other than the year it was different and the kids were different. But it was, you know, basically the same. But it was a much smaller class, and I think over time, those classes have gotten bigger. Population has increased. There's more kids. It's going to get bigger.
Right.
Maybe it's a tradition we ought to forego at some point. When you get up to, well, because like I said, I guarantee you, Ellsworth doesn't do that. Ellsworth says, your name, get your diploma, get the fuck off the stage, and let the next kid on. Quick,
yeah,
move this thing.
Pump them through.
Because, I mean, what's Ellsworth graduating? 200 kids?
Probably.
I don't know if that's, that might be way more.
Sure.
Fucking that.
Yeah.
People are probably screaming, but what do you think, we live in fucking New York?
Yeah.
But there's a lot more kids. Definitely a lot more. So they don't fuck around.
Yeah. So I think we also determined that I'm going to become a career speaker at graduations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just going to be the most generic, forgettable graduation speaker ever. Just go on for an hour about how you're embarking on a journey and how you're going to face challenges every day.
This isn't
Don't
the
be
end.
Discouraged by
this is
them.
The beginning.
Yeah. Just all those things.
Mm-hmm. A fucking bird in the hand's worth two in the bush.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one at a graduation.
just some generic advice, you know?
Just throw out random sayings that
penny
don't
earned
pertain
is
anything.
A penny saved, or yeah. Penny or something like that, or pennies, there's lots of pennies on the ground.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Ask not what you can do for your country, but what your country can do for you.
Exactly. Boy, you just did it. That's a commencement speech.
That's
right,
boom.
There.
Yeah.
You just created one.
You're inspired as fuck right now.
You throw in my little penny thing there, and you got something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking NPR radio show. We both just... All right. Yeah. Now, we also spoke before about political correctness, which is something we've ranted about a lot. And I don't even know how we got on that topic.
Well, see, that's the problem. Because
can't go back and listen.
That was... You can't go back and listen. And you can't recreate that kind of magic. That's what I'm saying.
It was
magic. It just flowed right into graduations, into political correctness. And I don't know how the hell we got there, but we got there.
Right.
And we'll never be able to recreate that. Except for you just brought it up, so now we can talk about it. So.
Might as well. Well,
so political correctness.
Yeah, well, I went to Daniel Tosh.
You did.
This week. You did not.
I did not, and you said, because I have a vagina.
Correct.
Right.
But for those of us that didn't have vaginas, we went to Daniel Tosh. And
so just everybody else went, or no?
Just, yeah, everybody that counts, everybody that's cool.
I see.
And he was hilarious. I've never really liked his show at all, because...
Well, you said you never really liked his stand-up either, which
I've
always been shocked by, because his sense of humor is so much in line with ours.
Well, here's the thing. I like his sense of humor. I like the content of his show.
So you like the content but not the delivery.
Just not
system.
Him. Yeah, like I could do without him. If it was somebody else pitching all of those jokes, I think it would be a lot better. But And it's not people like, oh, well, yeah, he's kind of a dick, and he comes off as a...
Right.
It's like, yeah, he does, but it's such an act. Like, I don't buy it. You know what I mean?
You don't buy that he's really that much of an asshole?
No, I think he oversells it. Hmm. But, that being said, he has it down to a science, and it's something that's pretty amazing to witness. Because when you're standing up in front of that many people, that's a really difficult thing to do. And yeah. it's like a live sport where you can watch something. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I boring you? I'm just going to yawn.
I didn't. You know, nobody would have even known that I was yawning if you hadn't made it a fucking...
I knew.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right. I'm tired. But continue. I'm listening. It's like a live sport.
Yeah. Live sport. I get it. But yeah, you watch baseball on TV and it sucks. I mean, unless you're like a really diehard fan.
And you got to be pretty diehard for baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know, because you know there's people out there right now like fucking, you fucking love me. What are you talking
Go
about,
Sox. Yeah, Red Sox Nation.
But baseball, of all the sports, is probably the most boring sport there is.
Other than golf.
Oh, he hit the ball. Oh, another foul ball.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, dude. They fouled out 7 times in a row. What the fuck?
It is slow paced.
Very slow paced.
But
golf? Okay, now I can see that. Golf's pretty boring.
Yeah.
See, I like it, though.
It's good for an afternoon nap.
It's good for watching. I like some golf. But anyways,
yeah,
it's different when you're live.
Right.
I have been to a live MLB game. I went to a Montreal Expos game. Now, I know that doesn't really count.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
I know, but I did, and it was awesome. It was fucking awesome. I don't even like baseball, but it was awesome because... Just being in the audience, being in the stands, and the energy that there is fucking awesome.
Right.
So.
And it's cool to witness that kind of talent, that like athleticism firsthand, to see it happening in front of you.
Right.
Versus, you know, it's not as personal when you're watching on TV and you're like, oh yeah, those guys are really good at that. But you get so adapted to it because you can sit down and watch a game like that any day. But when you're actually watching what these people can do in person, it's like, wow, this is phenomenal. And it's the same thing with live stand-up. So even though I wasn't the biggest fan of Daniel Tosh going into it, after witnessing his live stand-up, I was really impressed. And I don't know if I necessarily watch his show or like...
Well, the show is different, though. I mean,
watch,
the show is
even
just...
watch his stand-up or like buy a DVD of his comedy. But I would go see him live again.
Yeah.
Yeah, his show is like... I don't know.
His show is it's just making
like,
fun of YouTube videos.
I don't need somebody to tell me why a YouTube video is funny.
Right.
Just like they play the video like, that guy fell on his face, and it's funny because he was not supposed to and he shouldn't have done that. Ha ha,
well,
idiot.
He makes snarky comments.
Yeah.
Witty, snarky comments.
Right.
That makes it kind of funny.
It kind of does, but I've never thought the writing was that good. I mean, yeah, fucking, who am I to say? Obviously, he's, like, got one of the most successful shows on
right,
TV.
Right, I was going
to
say, there's a lot of people that like... In fact, it was such a popular show, I think FX tried to recreate one just like it with some other comedian.
Right.
Basically doing the same exact thing.
Well, then there's Ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek.
That's just stupid.
Who, well, it's literally the exact same thing, just with a guy that's more charismatic and funnier.
No.
Rob Dyrdek?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No.
That's why he's had 12 TV shows.
No.
Just you have a rebuttal or like an argument, or are you just going to kind of claim no?
Yeah. No. Okay.
Well, arguably, Rob Dyrdek, bigger personality, wittier, better commentary, introduced some new ideas of like having other people, bringing in other people to play off of. So I find that show a lot funnier. But Tosh is a riot. He pushes the envelope.
He does.
I definitely do appreciate because...
Yeah, he crosses those boundaries.
He does, yeah.
He says the things we're not supposed to say, and he definitely says the things we're not supposed to laugh at.
Oh, yeah. And you could tell when he's setting up for it, and I would be laughing before he even reached the punchline because he would say, like, I'm not saying that I want us to get attacked again like 9/11, but in like the second he'd say but, it's like I don't even fucking know what he's going to say at this point, but it like doesn't even matter because like once
funny.
He says that, it's like, all right, that's Yeah, just the fact that he's willing to go there.
Right.
That I like that shock value comedy.
So do I.
And fucking, we already talked about this. Sucks.
Manube.
But people are just way too uptight about things.
They are. You can't do it.
Or they're not.
You really can't do it. Look,
I can't. I literally.
You
just cannot say this all again. No.
You can't. No. Fuck it. Fuck it. We don't talk about political. Daniel Tosh was funny. Political correctness fucking sucks. There, we talked about it.
That's it.
That's pretty much what we said before, and we lost it.
In a nutshell. And, just with like 30 other funny fucking things and great witty rhetoric.
Right. But now we're just going to say political correctness is fucking bullshit.
Yeah. We'll summarize for you. Give you the cliff notes.
Yeah, the cliff notes. Political correctness sucks. And everybody who is too uptight to get offended at a joke, pull the fucking stick out of your ass. Buck the fuck up. Yeah. I still think you should tell everybody to listen to that.
Yes. I would recommend
something that
shutting off all the lights in your house, closing your doors and windows. Maybe, like, turning up some fucking orchestra music on your stereo, but then put on some headphones, lock yourself in a closet where no one else can know, and then immediately delete your internet history after.
Right.
And listen to Jim Norton, Cleft Palates.
Jim Norton, Cleft Palates.
Yes.
Go ahead and look that up on YouTube. Everybody, go ahead. Get out your phones right now. Get that shit up. Press play. And just sit back and piss yourself laughing.
Yeah. You don't have to tell anybody. Right. We're not going to tell anybody. It'll be our little secret. But seriously.
It's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
And you should be able to do that. And, you know, I mentioned to you that I spotted a little guy in Shaw's earlier.
Right.
There was just like a cool looking little guy, I thought. For the same reason that Deep Roy is cool, because he's just this unique looking little guy. And this,
yeah, okay. So you saw the guy, and you told me the story. You were going to take a picture, but you felt guilty,
right?
Because you feel like people might think that you're mocking or pointing out this guy's uniqueness,
right?
But yet you mention a guy like Deep Roy, and what has he made a living on?
The fact that he looks different from everyone else.
Right.
He exploits the shit out of it. Like, he's the
absolutely.
First one.
You're fucking right. He's, hell yeah, I'm a tiny little...
I'm a freaky
brown
looking little dude.
Mexican midget thingy.
Yeah.
Fucking right, I'm going to sell that shit.
Exactly.
So why is it that we have to tiptoe around a little wizard looking dude like you saw at Shaw's?
And he was. He was like a little miniature wizard, and I just wanted to...
It was like a miniature version of Gandalf.
Yeah, I wanted to, like, put him in a backpack and carry him around and have him just, like, cast spells on people.
With his magic casting stick.
And maybe people have seen him around town, because I've seen him around a few times. And the cool thing about him, too, is once he starts speaking, he has that little voice. Like, his voice sounds exactly like you think it would. Like, his voice is even smaller.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Like, yeah, hello, how are you? It's like, aw.
Aw, that's cute.
But, yeah, I felt guilty and thought, like, what if somebody looks over my shoulder in line and, like, sees me taking a picture of this guy, and they're going to think that I'm mocking him or judging him or whatever, and I'm merely noticing a difference that everyone else notices.
Right.
And finding humor in it.
Exactly.
Just like my fucking gigantic nose that's on my face.
Exactly.
I can't deny that it exists. Pointed out,
no,
I make
damn
jokes
sure
about
can't
it.
Deny.
When I first started doing boxing, that's the first thing I said, is this fucking giant thing, this is just a big target that's getting broken, which it is. I've got a fucking deviated septum now. But,
how you like that?
Well, let's see. That's one nostril. That's the other.
Wow. Yeah. The other one's like an instrument.
I know.
It's like a wind. It's like a reeded instrument.
Boy, I think I need to tune it. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is a little out of tune.
But, yeah, got a big nose. Big deal. And we talked about the fact
that I'm a bald guy.
You are definitely a bald guy.
And I'm short. And I'm fat.
Well, I mean, we
and I have
to,
glasses.
Like, beat up on you. This is just getting depressing.
I have very
like,
hairy feet.
I don't want to, like, fucking ruin your confidence, but, I mean, you know.
You are a hairy-footed, short, fat, bald fucker.
But, yeah, let's just embrace it.
Absolutely.
And laugh at,
I am at our differences.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not uptight about it, so I just assume that other people aren't and shouldn't be.
But there's a lot of them out there. And we talked about it. We talked about the fact that there are people out there with big, giant sticks up their ass.
Right.
And they're the kind of people that get offended by a off-colored joke or, you know, statement or whatever. Because they take it personally. Because they think that somehow somebody's personally attacking them.
Right.
I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to mention it again because it was funny and good. I give you shit about your failed marriage.
Right.
Now, most people would think that that's heartless or cruel, but it's... And it is, I guess it is, kind of.
Yeah, that's rough, man. That hurts, actually.
But I have the ability to laugh at my tragedy, therefore, I'm going to laugh at yours as well.
Hell yeah, as you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I can laugh at it, too.
Exactly.
Or even if I can't, eventually I will be able to.
Right.
I mean, I can, but if there's a situation where, well, that's where the whole too soon saying comes in.
Right, too soon.
But, yeah, I know, it's... Yeah, you gotta be able to laugh at tragedy. It makes it easier to handle, for me at least.
Exactly. I think the day that your marriage ended, I cracked some jokes about it.
Oh, yeah, it was within like a week. Me and Derb, who was also going through a divorce,
right,
were over at your house one night, and you made a comment, and it wasn't intentional at all, but like, you know what's funny about coming home and like your wife is blah blah blah, and we're like, no, actually, we don't. Thanks for bringing that up, though. That's nice of you.
Oh yeah, never mind.
And we all laugh so fucking hard.
Exactly.
Because like, whatever, man. This shit happens. There's no point in being uptight about it and just like waiting to be offended and looking for things to be offended about.
Exactly. And that's all that political correctness it is. Yeah. It's like somebody hiding around a corner just waiting for you to say the wrong thing so they can jump out and say, aha, I caught you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said that. That's offensive. It's like, fuck you. Fuck you if it's, I don't care if it's fucking offensive.
Yeah.
I think I saw a meme or something on Facebook a while back that said something like, oh, you're offended? Well, I don't give a fuck. Or go fuck yourself. Or some shit to that effect. Because I don't give a fuck. Tough shit. You're offended? Stop listening.
Amen. That's why we have a podcast, not a radio show.
Well,
and the fact that we are not talented enough, nor have the background or...
The education.
Education. Skill or...
Looks.
Well, I mean, we both definitely got a face for radio.
Oh, that's true. So, in a nutshell, that's basically our conversation on...
That is
political hairy correctness.
Yeah. But you know what breaks through political correctness?
What's
a story
that?
I told before is children.
Children,
because
yes.
They will say, I've had children say
not only
to
will
me
they.
Before, like, you have a big nose. It's like, well, yeah, I do. You know, instead of being
because
like,
you do?
Oh my God, you're not supposed to say that. Like, no, they're pointing out what they see. Like, let's embrace those differences. And I had a coworker that brought his kid into Walmart, and it was the first time this kid saw a black family. And he looked at them and turned to his dad and said, look, Daddy, shadows.
Right.
And, you know, he's
pointing out that they're shadows.
Yeah. He had never seen black people before.
So he only could interpret what he knew.
It's not like you don't have to, like, instantly put a fucking KKK hood on and be like, oh, well, somebody's racist. Like, you're just born a racist, I guess, dirtbag. Like, no, he's a kid. He was noticing a difference. It was not ill-spirited. And that's the main thing with... political correctness is if it's not mean-spirited, even though Jim Norton going off for a half an hour like bashing this guy that's got a cleft palate, I mean, it sounds mean-spirited. He's trying to sound mean, but he's basically portraying a character. He's going over the top
exactly
for that very effect. But it's not mean-spirited when a kid says something like that. He's just noticing a difference. It's like, yeah, okay. And in this case, the father of the little boy locked eyes with the father of the black family and gave him the look like, oh shit, like this is about to go down, like, you know, because of that uptight political correctness thing. And he said the guy just laughed, you know, the whole family just laughed,
right?
Because it's like, yeah, okay, you know, he's a kid, he's whatever.
It's all, yeah. He doesn't know what he's seeing.
Right. So, you know, that just shows you, like, you can laugh about things, and it doesn't have to be uptight, and you don't have to tiptoe.
No, and you can call black people shadows.
Well.
Oh, no?
That's not the official opinion of the Two Downy Stewards podcast.
Oh, I thought that's what you were trying to... I thought maybe we were...
Yeah, I mean, we may want sponsorship at some point, so...
Again, we're laughing at tragedy.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying being black is tragic.
Oh!
It's a tragedy to be...
Turn that chin around on me.
Yeah, well, since we're just on the path of offending people, we might as well segue into...
something incredibly offensive?
Yeah, that's excellent. What we do best.
Fucking right.
So a while back, I can't even remember what podcast it was. Probably be smart if we looked it up and...
We could do that, but we won't.
No, we're fucking lazy.
So on a podcast we did before...
Yeah, at some point, Dale announced his candidacy for president.
He did.
Of the United States.
He's going to run for president.
So,
I asked him what platform he was running on. He said he was going to stand on a bait bucket.
Yeah, I don't think he quite understood what a platform is.
No.
But there are kind of some new developments in his campaign, some claims being made that he may not be qualified for the job.
Some people have been slinging some dirt.
Yeah. So I think he's going to come in and, give us a little rebuttal.
All right.
What's going on? This is Dale Down Millbridge.
What's happening today, Dale?
Yeah, people be calling me President Dale Down Millbridge.
Pretty soon they will be.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, though, because do you have to move? Can I just, like, stay in Millbridge and kind of do it from there?
No, you kind of have to go to D.C.
So I'm going to be Dale Down D.C.
You'll be Dale Down in D.C., yep.
Huh. Jeez, I didn't really think about that.
Well, it's got a good ring to it, though. I mean...
Yeah, but I'm going to have some bumper stickers changed and stuff. Christ, we got thousands of them printed up. Say Dale Down Millbridge. Now they're going to say Dale Down DC.
Right.
Frig. All right. Well, anyway, some people have been slinging mud, I guess.
So apparently, Dale, some people have been slinging some dirt your way, saying that you are unqualified for the office of president.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I can friggin' sling some mud, too. Because I've been friggin' worming clamming my whole goddamn life. So they want to sling mud. I can friggin' sling mud way quicker than they can. I'll sling it right at them. But as far as me not being qualified, I think I'm plenty qualified for run for president. Because I spent a year and a half as president.
Right.
So I've already been in the president role of the Timberland Street Road Association down Millbridge.
Okay. So that you held somewhat of an office?
Kinda. I mean, well, it was supposed to be 2-year term, but about a year and a half in, I got in a little tussle with a Frumway, friggin' masshole, lived down on Timlin Way, that was, he didn't think he was going to pay his road dues, because he was only there during the summer, so he didn't think he should pay for friggin' plowing with everyone else during the wintertime, and that's fucking bullshit. So I told him, and I threw one punch at him. Everybody got all freaked out. We were at Larry's house having a road association meeting. Everybody got all freaked out, and they, ejected me from the position, whatever you want to call it.
Right. They forced you to resign.
Yeah. So that was bullshit. That weren't really my fault. And, also I was on the volunteer fire department down Millbridge.
That's true. I remember this.
Yeah. And, that kind of ended, too, a little early. But, again, it was bullshit because... I showed up one time on a call. I mean, they called me up 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You got to expect that I'm going to be 3 sheets to the wind. You know what I mean?
Okay, I suppose.
So, a Tuesday afternoon, 4 o'clock, I'm going to be pretty hammered. So
That's pretty normal.
You want me there or not?
Right.
Somebody's house burning down. My house is on fire. I don't care if some guy shows up, hammered, falling down in his underwear, And I
so
wasn't...
You were in your underwear,
Yeah, I was in my underwear, but, it was friggin' warm out. I mean, it was a fire, too, so, I didn't want to get overheating. I wasn't going to throw on all kinds of layers to stand out by a fire. So
That's a way to think about it.
I helped, I carried my own weight, though. I helped them hold the hose and everything, and I helped wave on traffic and fell over a couple times, but it's better than me not being there.
This is true.
So, you know, that was kind of bullshit that they kicked me off. I think it was more, I think it was politics. I think somebody had it out for me in the volunteer fire department.
So you're familiar then with the how politics work.
Oh, yeah. I think there was lobbyists and stuff involved, and there was espionage, and probably other words I don't even know that was going on that got me kicked off of that. So,
right.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
So is that the only two offices you've held, or I mean, have you had any more experience with holding any kind of an office? Or
well, I mean, I done a lot of community outreach, you know, just helping out in the community. I donated a whole bunch of clams to benefit for Miss Jordan,
yeah,
down Millbridge, you know, when she had her leg thing, whatever she had, her leg was, you know, had a rotten hole in it or something, and you know, so I donated some clams, have benefit for her, and for bingo night, and you know, just things like that. I mean, the other day I was down at the dump, and old lady was trying to sling some trash bags up into the dumpster.
Right.
She couldn't get them in, so I muckle right hold of those things. I freaking throw them right up in there. I didn't even charge her nothing.
So you like to help out? You lend a hand when you can?
Yeah, she didn't even have to ask me. I just did it just because I'm nice, and I do, you know, community stuff like that, and you know, the rest I think I can just figure out, you know, because
you mean as far as the rest of what it takes to be the president of the United States?
Yeah, policies, and I don't really know,
like tax code,
right? Economy. I don't know what economy means, but I think that's like, I don't know, that's some kind of organization or something. That's probably a committee, I don't know. But Larry's boy there, he's pretty good with the computers. He can probably just Googlepedia that for me and just tell me what the economy is, or I hire guys that figure all that smart stuff out, and I just make the big decisions, you know what I mean, like whether we're going to bomb Iraqistan or not. Like, that's the type of stuff I'm interested in, the little day-to-day details. I'll just hire people to do that, you know, like assistants or whatever. I don't know what the positions are called, but, you know, like
Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of Defense.
Well, I mean, I only need one secretary. You know, I can't be that much paperwork, you know, and people call him, but
oh, there could be a fair amount.
All right, well, yeah, maybe, I don't know, a couple secretaries, like Secretary of the Phone, Secretary of the Paperwork, you know, whatever.
All right.
But, you know, and I can hire a couple guys to just grief me on the issues.
Yeah, you could do that. So you seem like you've really thought about this, and that you've got a plan in place for if and when you win the presidency, how you would actually manage and handle the country as a whole.
I think so. I think I got a better plan than Hillary Bush does.
Hillary Bush. Okay. How do you feel about any of the competition out there? I mean, how do you feel about the people you'd be running up against? So, you know, the Hillary Bush, as you put it, or
I don't really know, because like I said, I was going to hire people do most of that stuff for me, to do like the thinking for me or whatever, and just make like the big decisions. So I ain't really had anybody griefed me on that yet, but I don't know. I had Larry's boy, you know, he Googled a couple things for me and told me about Hillary Bush or whatever. He griefed me on that. So I don't know who else is running. Is there anybody else out there that's even important?
Well, there's a handful of GOP candidates that are running.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the GOP. I mostly know about Democrats and Republicans, but is that like a new one they're doing?
No, that would be the grand old party. It would be the Republican Party, actually. It would be the GOP.
Yeah, see, that's one of them confusing things I'd have to hire somebody to figure out. But, you know, I'm good at, like, hiring people to do stuff, you know what I mean, and finding smart people that'll do all that for me. And I think it'll work out pretty good.
Well, it sounds like you've got a campaign running then. I mean, it sounds like you know, you've had some mud slung your way, and you've had a rebuttal. You've had an opportunity to defend yourself. And
That's one big benefit I have is, you know, when it comes to mudslinging, all the experience I have with that, just years of digging clams and worms. So I'm not too worried about, when mud comes flying, you know, I'm used to all that. But for people that don't think I'm qualified, you know, I think I laid it out pretty good for you.
It sounds like you're very well versed and very well experienced.
Yeah. So this Dale Down Millbridge, and I'm running for president for 2017. I can't remember because the It's like next year, though, right?
It would be next. It would be 2016.
2016.
It's a 2016 campaign.
We're in 2015, right?
Yeah, that would be, yes.
So it's next year. I got to put that on the calendar, so I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, you might want to.
So, yeah, 2016, go ahead and vote for Dale Millbridge. And, you know, I don't know who my vice president's going to be. I think maybe Larry or Jibby. I'll find somebody. Or maybe somebody smarter than them guys. I don't know.
Right. Might be nice to have a right-hand man that's a little bit more versed, maybe.
Yeah, probably good. Well, I mean, even if he's left-handed.
Right, right.
You know, I wouldn't object to having I don't know, I'll have to look into that. I don't know if we've had a left-handed vice president before, but that could be something that helps me in the campaign.
It could.
Is Dale very well could have the first left-handed vice president.
Very well could be. Well, thanks for coming in. And we look forward to, you know, seeing some of your ads coming and, you know, seeing some of your stickers and hear more about your bid for president.
Sure.
So that was Dale back again talking about his bid for president.
It was, yeah. And I think, you know, we're going to continue to cover this. We're probably going to be the only news media outlet that is covering this as it
imagine,
unfolds.
Yeah, I would
but,
think.
But, you know... As it moves forward, there's going to be some debating, I believe. He's got some more things to dispute. I think there were some claims of, you know, maybe illicit drug use, even prostitution, some things that he's going to have to address.
Right. I'm sure the things that he's going to have to address are probably as long as my arm.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem, you know, so... Stay tuned for more of that. I believe probably in one of the next few podcasts, he's got a celebrity endorsement. He's got some big backing coming in.
Yeah. I don't know how he's reached out to these people, but somehow he's managed.
I know. I don't even think. I think he's got like an old flip phone and doesn't know how to text message, but he's gaining some steam.
Whatever he's got, he's making it work.
Yeah, and I think Sunray and Moonbeam may have some opinions on his politics. And
I think so.
So we'll look forward to that in the future.
Yep. Before we sign off,
uh-huh.
I think we should let our audience know that we do have a store.
We do.
We do have a website.
We do.
What else do we have?
We have a PayPal account. Which is
I think we should make it
email.
A little bit clear. Because I know we've promised this on several podcasts. We have made promises that we would have a store. You could get shirts. We would have a website you could actually look at, and that we would have a PayPal account that you could donate money if you wanted to. But we never had any of that stuff. But right. Actually, it does exist now. Legitimately does exist.
Right.
And it is usable.
I don't know how legitimate it is, but it exists.
It does.
It's still a little half-assed because when you go to our website, twodowniesdudes.com, it just takes you to Podomatic right now.
Okay.
I've got to fix that and set it up so it takes you to our new site, which is
WordPress. And, for anybody computer savvy, they'll be able to find it now.
Find us on WordPress, yeah. Right. And from our new WordPress site, you can click on the button that says store, and it'll take you to an outside website, which is Zazzle, Zazzle.com/2DownEastDudes, the number 2DownEastDudes.
Yep.
That's our online store where we've got a couple of shirt designs.
We got some stickers.
We've got stickers, bumper stickers, and we're going to have a lot more. We've got a few more shirt designs we're working on.
Yes.
So keep checking that, and then if you want to contribute, you know,
twodowniesdudes@gmail.com
is our PayPal account.
It's twodowniesdudes@gmail.com is correct. The PayPal account.
That is, yep.
Okay,
that will get money in our pockets.
Okay, I don't know how any of that works, but we're hoping that
neither.
Other people do, right.
Clearly, I'm not good with technology based on this podcast.
Right. So if you're still listening, even though this podcast sucked tonight, if you're still a listener
so
and you'd like to contribute, you now know how to, and if you'd like to purchase a t-shirt, which I'm wearing, I'm sporting one
that's
right
nice.
Now.
That's really nice.
You want to break it down, like have me like runway it for you, like model it, just do a little spin, a little turn.
For just for me, and then I'll just tell people how it's making me feel.
Yeah. No, I guess we should do that. We'll wait and do that
I'm
later.
I'm getting slightly aroused. I'm excited.
But I'm sporting a 2DD shirt right now.
Yeah.
With the moose Jolly Roger on the front and our logo and our the name of our show on the back.
Yep.
Nice white shirt. I don't know if we offer any other colors at this point. But if you like white, these shirts kick ass.
Yeah. They're colorblind safe.
Yeah, exactly.
We like to cater to the colorblind.
Well, you know, having Jeremy as our PR guy, we try to stay politically correct there, and
yeah,
we don't want to offend him.
I think it would be insulting to him if we were to carry blue and green shirts, because he wouldn't know the difference.
Exactly.
Poor guy.
He'd think we had red and purple shirts.
Yeah, he's disabled, so, yeah. You know, we work with him.
That's right. So, those things are there. They really do exist now. It's not just, we're not just saying that they're coming or soon. It's only been a year and a half.
Yes.
Hey, not bad. So, they are there. And we would love to see some money rolling in.
Yeah, money is good.
Money is a beautiful thing.
So, we're sorry that the podcast sucked this week.
Right. But if you contribute a little bit of cash,
it'll be better.
It we may promise. Get better.
Yeah, probably not. But just give
well,
us
the quality
anyway.
Will. The content will always suck. The quality will
increase.
Yeah, it will improve exponentially.
Yeah, you'll be able to listen to us suck better.
Exactly. It'd be like stereo.
Yeah. You can hear us suck in stereo.
So, I guess that is all we have this week.
That is. Thanks for listening.
I don't see a reason why your brother couldn't stick a few fingers up your ass and check your prostate.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!